Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavehill Campus. Notice reannual taxes on use of roadways to transport commercial goods. On this day, January 2nd in the year 1826, given under the hand of Mr. John Dare, church warden for St. Michael, a notice was issued to the users of all public roads in the island for the purpose of transporting goods. The notice specifically mandated the owners, attorneys, or overseers of plantations or other property using the public roads of this island to transport products such as sugar, rum, molasses, cotton, or ginger to Bridgetown, to be aware that the details of their business activities should be submitted by February 1st. The stipulation for this notice, as issued by Mr. Dare, was provided under the legislation covered by the 1819 Act of the Legislature, which required road users who were transporting listed goods across the roadways to Bridgetown to provide the church warden of St. Michael with, quote, a time and exact amount of the gross weights of all packages of sugar, together with the number of casks of rum and molasses, and the gross weights of all bales or packages of cotton, and bags or packages of ginger, the produce of any plantation or property aforesaid in the year preceding such return, end quote. The Act further detailed that if anyone is found, quote, in default whereof, they will forfeit and pay double the sum intended to be levied by the said Act, end quote. A similar notice by order of L.T. Cumberbatch, church warden of St. Peter, and his deputy Joseph Corbin, appeared on the same page of the Barbadian newspaper, requesting taxes from road users of St. Andrew, St. Lucy, and St. James, who used the roads of St. Peter to transport specific commercial goods into Bridgetown. As with the case of St. Michael, the products targeted were sugar, cotton, rum, and molasses. All of these goods were export products, and St. Peter, with its port at Spicetown, was the gateway for shipping from the north of the island. Clearly, this notice and the act of the legislature that legalized the actions of the church wardens was intended to collect tax revenue for St. Michael and other parishes in Barbados. The Barbadian economy of the early 19th century was agriculturally based, and the main revenue earner was sugar and its byproducts of rum and molasses, along with other merchandise such as ginger and cotton. The export of these products provided producers with significant income from which the local parish governments by law extracted a portion of the revenue in taxes. Since the 19th century, there has been a major change in the way taxes are collected. The central government system has replaced that of the vestry system, which has resulted in the centralization of the means by which taxes are imposed and collected. The vestry system was a part of the local government system until 1967, and under the system, the various local councils collected taxes to repair roads and provide social services, which included poor relief. However, since the abolition of the local government, all taxes are now levied by the central government and range from taxes on fuel, which has replaced road taxes, health, sewage, income, VAT, land, and corporate taxes, to mention a few. Additionally, due to the evolution of political, economic, and social requirements across the world, agriculture, especially sugar production as the major income earner, has ceased to drive the island's economy, while tourism and offshore insurance have replaced sugar as earners of tax revenue. Whatever the source of taxes, it is clear that taxes will always be with us no matter the source or the collector, and this was borne out in the annual notice to producers issued by the authorities on this day, January 2nd in the year 1826. Happy New Year to all Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.